We're back again for another episode of The Business Greenhouse, and I'm Emmy Faust. This is a podcast bursting with inspiration, encouragement, and fun. Join me and other entrepreneurs as we share, inspire, learn, and grow together. Hello, I am back. I have had a great week. I hope you have too. And this weekend, I've been looking at the responses to a survey that I put out mainly on LinkedIn. I'm going to put it out on Instagram this week, which I've been thinking for ages that I want to do this kind of project initiative that brings female entrepreneurs together and supports them and helps them grow a business. And I just obviously realised that I should practice what I preach and do a survey. And I have to say, it has been amazing. So today I wanted to talk about surveys and why they are fantastic for your business. I was going to go into kind of an in-depth episode about market research and all the different kinds of market research you can do and get kind of technical. I was looking back at my mini MBA marketing notes. And then, you know, some of that is kind of really confusing. And I know that most people listening to this probably don't want that kind of in-depth, jargon and knowledge of market research. Really, what all I need to get across is the importance of surveying your customers, speaking to your customers, and making sure you know what they want. And a great way to do that is through a survey. Very quickly, there's two different kinds of research. So there's primary research and secondary research. And when I do a kind of a strategic plan for a client, we tend to talk about these. And secondary research would be getting research from places that already have that information. For example, you can use Google, you can use third-party data. There's lots of places. You might look on social media, you might look in Facebook groups, you might look at Amazon, particular books on particular topics and see what people are talking about, like what their problems are. So you can get a lot of information from secondary research, but I think primary research is also really important. So primary research involves talking to your actual customers or your target customers. And so it could be things like interviews, it could be focus groups, or it could be surveys. And also it could be competitors. So it could be like going to your competitor's location. I quite often do competitor research for my clients. So that might involve calling up their competitors. It might involve buying one of their competitors' products. In fact, I just done a project for a lady called Jane Dyson who sells handbags. So I ended up ordering handbags from different competitors just to see what their customer journey was and what the process was. And actually I ended up giving them to my children from Father Christmas. So that wasn't a waste at all. But yeah, so it's really good to do that kind of primary research. And today I wanted to talk about the survey that I've done. And I suppose the first question would be, what is the purpose of a survey? Well, it's to find out more about what your customers want. It's to find out more about what your customers need. It's to better understand your customers. It's to find out if you are leaving kind of anything out there that potentially they want. Maybe they need a new product. Maybe they need a new service or offering. It's also to understand things like the price points they might pay. It's to also hear them talk in their language, because obviously that's really useful if you can then talk back to your customers in their language. So I have to say, having done this bit of research, I've got, I think 50 people have already done the survey, which is amazing. Thank you so much if you did the survey. I really appreciate that. And just reading through, I am so much better informed than I was before. And I think one of the things I always remember when I did my mini MBA with Mark Ritson, who's kind of like a marketing guru, he was saying that most businesses haven't done, much market research. They just kind of think they know what their customer wants. And really, we shouldn't be that arrogant to think that we know what our customer wants. We might have a good idea, but what we really need to do is to constantly be talking to them and finding out what they actually want and what they need. And I find that quite often as well. I go into a business and ask them if they've actually spoken to their customers or they've done any research, and quite often they haven't. I mean, sometimes that's because they're kind of small startups And I say one of the best things you can do is speak to your ideal customers, those amazing customers that keep coming back time and time again, and get as much information as you can from them about their wants, their needs, their behaviors, their demographics, what they read. So you can create this kind of customer persona. So I suppose that was the purpose of my bit of research, was to find out how I can better serve these people that I think need help. And one of the things I've been thinking is, am I going to do it online or am I going to do it offline, face to face, these kind of meetups? I believe that I want to bring people together to do learning and to connect. I believe in the power of human connection and supporting each other and strategic partnerships and things like that. And whilst kind of online is, I suppose, easier in a way for everyone, I think that there is more, there are, you know, there's more and more problems with loneliness. I've done my podcast on that. And people working from home and more people working for themselves. And actually, I think bringing people together in real life is really important. But I suppose I was kind of going down the online route and thinking I could do these online masterminds, I could do some online programs. I definitely wasn't going to set up a Facebook group. I'm not a fan of Facebook, and I'm already a member of quite a few Facebook groups. And to be honest, I just don't want to be distracted by those all the time. I find them very distracting. One of the things I want for this new initiative is all about health and well-being as well. So I think it is about taking people away from their computers and away from their social media a bit. But obviously, I didn't know any of those answers until I put it out there and started asking people. The purpose of a survey is to find out more about your customers, what they want, what they need, what's missing in the market, to hear them talk in their language, and to also understand, you know, for example, what price they'd be prepared to pay for products, and also their views and attitudes on your products or things that are out there in the market. So how do you do a survey? Well, it's quite simple. You can either do an online survey, which is what I chose to do. It's kind of like easier, I think, or you could do an offline survey. So if you're going to do an online survey, you could do something like SurveyMonkey or Typeform. And I can link to those in the show notes. And if you're going to do an offline one, well, you could, you know, that survey could involve calling up people, you know, like, for example, for me, if I want to run this initiative for female entrepreneurs, it would involve doing kind of like mini interviews with people that I know that are already female entrepreneurs, or asking people if they know anyone who's a female entrepreneur, and then doing mini interviews with them, or maybe going to a networking event and getting research from that. But I decided to do a survey on SurveyMonkey, and again, you know, I'm just doing this as a kind of like a little mini test. If you were doing it all properly and you were doing it for a business plan or you're a bigger company, you'd probably want to get a representative sample, and then you'd have to look at exactly how many respondents you needed. But I wasn't so worried about that. I just wanted to hear from people what they need in their language. So I put it out on my LinkedIn and I asked people to share it. I put it out in my networking group. And yeah, I'm going to put it out on Instagram as well. And I basically said that I'm going to give away a free consultancy session to one person who I'll draw at random. So I don't know if that encourages people to do it or if they just do it because they are nice. But yeah, you can also pay to get respondents. So on SurveyMonkey, you can pay to get respondents. So if you don't think you've got an audience who can give you that information and you've got a budget, you can pay for that. But obviously, with surveys, it does take time and it can include costs, which is why the secondary research, which is kind of going online, getting that information from Google and Google Trends and social media and stuff like that, there's normally like less cost involved in that and potentially less time. But then you can't ask the questions that you necessarily want to ask. So there's benefits of both. And I think a lot of people use a bit of both. So I think one of the things I wanted to say was, just keep the survey short and sweet. Obviously, ask the questions that you want to ask. But I got sent the survey the other day and it was 40 questions. And I saw, you know, like I answered the first five and I was only doing it because I'm doing my survey and I wanted to kind of be kind. And I thought, oh, this will be helpful for them. But when I got to like the seventh question, I was like, there's no way I'm going to answer this. It's 40 questions. That could take me ages. So I think my survey is 12 or 13 questions or something. And the average time it's taken people is 6 or 7 minutes. So I think if people are giving their time for free, just be sensitive to that and don't expect them to write reams and reams of stuff and, you know, to spend ages and ages, just think about what are the 10 or 12 questions that you can answer, that you can ask, sorry. And there's two different types of questions. There's the quantitative questions. So that would be things like how long or how much or how likely are you to buy something or how much would you pay for something? And those have got a specific answer to choose from. So then you can say, you know, 50% of people said they pay between £25 and £50 for an online workshop. And then there's qualitative questions, which are questions which have, you know, an answer which will probably be different, or there will be different answers from different people. And that would be things like, you know, what's missing in the market, or could you explain your response to the previous question, or things like that. So if you've done my survey, you will know the questions that I've asked. And, you know, I'm not a market research specialist by any stretch of the imagination. If I was doing this for a big business, I would hire a market research expert, or I'd use a business. This is really just me doing a little bit of research on the side about my project. So I was asking things like whether they're a solopreneur or their business employing people. I was asking them about what they're most struggling with when it comes to running their business and where do they most need help, because I want to understand what topics are best for me to cover. And then I asked a question which was lots and lots of different options of what topics would be of most interest to them. And that was really so that if I do these mini workshops in person, I could cover off one topic and also a bit of networking as well. And then I asked about whether people want to do online or face-to-face learning. I also asked them if they were to do events like networking and workshops and stuff, if they'd rather do in the day or the evening. And I asked them about pricing. And then I also said to them that there's loads of stuff already in the market. You know, there's so much online learning, courses, workshops, masterminds, networking for female entrepreneurs. And was there anything that wasn't out there currently? You know, is there an opportunity or gap in the market? What do people need that isn't yet being answered or offered? So that was a really interesting question. And then I just asked them if they had any feedback or thoughts. So 50 people have already filled that in. And to be honest, that's like amazing. I've got so much amazing insight and response. And also lots of people gave me their email addresses and said that they wanted to be kept, they wanted me to keep in touch with them and let them know if I was doing, you know, these particular workshops and courses and things like that. So actually that's fantastic, because it means that when I do come around to offering these services or these products, I can just get in touch with them and let them know that that's that. So yeah, I think my call to action today would be, do you think you could know more about your customers? And if you do, why don't you do a mini survey, or you could interview, you know, you could call up and speak to some of your ideal customers and get more information. I think the great thing about doing this research is it just helps you understand what opportunities there are in the market and what needs your customers might have and how you can help them. And one of the things that came out of my research, which is really, really important, is I've known for ages that human connection is really important. I'm not a massive fan of social media. I'm on LinkedIn quite a bit, but I'm not a massive fan of Facebook. But that's purely because I want to be meeting people in real person. And for me, the value in my work comes from, you know, really good relationships and strategic partnerships and things like that. And that's all about getting out there and connecting with people. And I did feel quite lonely last summer when I wasn't doing that, and I was just sitting behind my computer writing content and being on LinkedIn and doing client work and not connecting with people. So I think there's something in the market which is, let's get people in a room working together on growing their business, solving their challenges, and doing that in a group, a small group where everyone can then support each other, you know, after the session has ended. And also just to connect with each other, because there's so much power in that connection and in that support, and we all need human connection. And that is really what came out of the survey as well. So that was really, really good insight that there's already loads of stuff going on online. And even though I might offer some kind of online solution, I definitely need to look at doing something offline. So yeah, I hope that's helped. Why don't you do a little mini survey yourself and let me know how you got on? It is always great to get customer feedback. I will catch you next week. So that was another episode of Business Greenhouse. I am Emmy Faust. I hope you have enjoyed it. Do share this with other entrepreneurs, and I'd love it if you leave me a review, and I always love to get feedback. Here at the Business Greenhouse, we are all about learning, sharing, and encouraging entrepreneurs to flourish. It's all about helping you to have fun, to enjoy yourself, and to grow a business that thrives.